good for you, then that's good for you.
For your farts.
Oh.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Insane in your mom brain.
Meow, 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 meow.
I remember hating people that liked this song in high school, but now I really enjoy it.
So,
all right, moms.
Yeah, all right.
If you're in Austin, Texas, peep me out. I'm at the Moon Tower Festival this week, April 24th through 27th. And following that, May 9th through 12th, Cleveland Improv in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
And then May 17th, Portland, Oregon, with my sweet, sweet mommy, your mom's house, coming to our
but
Tom
this
Segura.
Is, hold on. Big announcement.
Major. Guess what, you guys?
We just added
a second motherfucking show.
10:30 show's been added to the Portland date, May 17th at the Funhouse. There's now a 10:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
First show sold out, or there's like two tickets left, so we added a second show. So if you still haven't gotten your tickets, please scoop them up. The links are up. You can find those tickets, the link for them, at yourmomshousepodcast.com. They're additionally at christinacomedy.com and tomsegura.com. Okay?
That's right. And then May 18th, Seattle, same situation with Tommy Buns and me. We have not added a second show that
no,
one
no, but that's
yet.
Also a bigger venue.
Right.
So the Portland one has a smaller capacity, so that's why we added a second show.
Okay. And then after that, Richmond, I'm coming for you. Richmond Funny Bone, May 23rd to 26th.
Boom.
Yeah. What about you, Buns?
Yo. So check it, yo. This weekend, April 18th through 21, I am at, no, I'm sorry, April 25th through 28, I'm at Orlando Improv. Oh, actually, if you're listening to this Wednesday, when you should listen to it, the day it comes out, and you're in the greater Los Angeles area, I will be doing the Ice House in Pasadena tonight with Joe Rogan, Burt Kreischer, Tony Hinchcliffe,
okay,
possibly a few more. I expect that'll probably sell out as it usually does, but if it doesn't, then you know, look online, see if you can get tickets to that. Then I go to Orlando, April 25th to 28th. Then Toronto, you know, the Underground Comedy Club,
mm-hmm,
in Toronto, Clandestiny, High on Trees, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturday are sold out.
Mm.
It's sold out already. So there's only tickets available right now for
well, squeeze
Thursday.
My tits. Squeeze them and pull my dick.
Thursday is the only available day right now. Please, if you're in Toronto and you want to come, I beg you to be at that show. I would love to see nothing more than fans of the show checking out, you know, these live shows. It's the best feeling, am I right? Like when you see
it's
your
kind of the only reason to do stand-up anymore.
Yeah.
So when your mommies show up and they show you love,
yeah,
it's the only thing that matters.
Please check that out. 8th through 11th, Austin, Texas. Haven't been back in 5 years. I'm at Cap City. Tickets are available. Go to tomsegura.com. You'll see the link there in my live shows link to the tickets. And then Portland and Seattle, we're counting on you. Please come out to our shows, Portland and Seattle. And one other thing I just added, if you haven't seen me locally in Los Angeles, May 15th, I'm doing the Improv on Melrose. I'll be doing about 30 to 40 minutes, which you don't get to do a lot in L.A.
Well, that's a special kind of thing.
So please come L.A. Come get tickets to see me May 15th at the Melrose Improv.
That's really special, Gene. That's a very neat thing because you're right. That's extremely rare.
You don't get
and
to do
as
it.
Long as you're doing local. I know Ari Schaefer.
It's Ari Schaefer.
I'm sorry. Ari Schaefer. I'm doing his show May 3rd also in Hollywood at the Improv.
What?
I think there's something going on there. Ari Schaefer, that is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Ari Schaefer.
He's also going to be at the Moon Tower this week with me. I'll be doing his story too.
Is he really?
Show. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing that show?
Yeah. I'm talking about fighting.
Fighting
I had kombucha. It's going to make me poo and burp. Yeah, I'm talking about fighting black chicks. I used to. I'm trying to think if I ever fought. I didn't fight with anyone else except black girls. You
all
know?
Right.
You ever fought with a black girl?
I've been verbally accosted, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Sure. But I've never physically fought a black girl, no.
Okay, what about a black man?
Again, pretty much the same deal.
And a small Mexican boy.
That I've beaten the shit out of like 6 or 7 of them.
Okay.
So that is that. Mm-hmm. May I take a moment of your time, dear listener, and just remind you that this already spectacular episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. A quick trip to the post office is hardly ever quick. You're driving there, you got finding parking. Ugh. It's a hassle. So what do? We use Stamps.com instead. Stamps.com is the quick and easy way to get postage on demand for any business. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that calculates the exact postage you need for any class of mail. You don't need one of those expensive postage meters. You'll never waste valuable time making trips to the post office again. We use Stamps.com. We send out our merch from the show. I actually use it now for mailing letters, any type of gift stuff that I send to family, friends. Always use Stamps.com, and we want you to try it today. So here's our special offer. Right now, use our promo code MOM, that's M-O-M, for this special offer. It's a no-risk trial. It's plus a $110 bonus offer. It includes the digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. How do you like that?
That's a lot. You know what that sounds like to me? No risk.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
You're not obligated. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's stamps.com and enter M-O-M. What is up? Are you ready to start the show, James?
I'm so excited for this episode. It's major.
It's really major. Oh my God, you guys.
Oh, wait a minute. In case you didn't know, I'm going to tell you something very important about this woman, Tammy. She's Michael Jackson's first cousin.
Third cousin.
You look just like
her. Now, you were just singing a song.
She's like Reebie.
We just heard you singing a song. What song was you singing?
No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper.
Is that Fred Hammond song?
Yeah.
Sing a little bit. Give us a little bit.
I wouldn't do it right now.
Just a little bit.
Get to be off guard. No.
Now, how you going to say, now the other day you came to me saying that you was trying to do something and do something.
Well,
and
I'm giving, and I can tell you what know? I'm doing. I'm doing a praise party in August and I need our support because.
But how are we going to support? Now, here's the thing. How we going to support you if we don't know.
And you
really
got that Jackson blood in you. Michael would have hit it.
Michael would have hit it.
Come on now, you got that Jackson blood.
Oh my God, Hudson, you even mentioned that
y'all's
name.
I wish I was a Jackson. I sing anytime they ask
okay,
me. Come on now.
Let me try. I mean, my throat is not together.
That's
but
all
I'll
right.
Try. No weapon formed against me, no, shall prosper. Now, it won't work. What he said he would do, he will stand by your side. He will come through. So don't be afraid of your enemy. He'll you through the
Michael come out in
her. This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Okay. How great is that clip?
Oh my God. You got to see it too, because one thing you can't tell from the audio, maybe you can if you're really advanced with your your audio listening abilities, but she's missing a lot of teeth.
She just sounds super crazy.
A lot of teethies are not there.
Yeah. Like I would say the whole front row.
How are you a cousin? How does a Jackson, not even like Michael, how does like someone else down the line not just go like, I'm going to hook you up with some teeth, though.
Just someone. But at one point, that girl goes, you sound like Reebie Jackson. I'm like, I don't know. Do you know Reebie?
That might be a nickname of somebody we don't know
okay.
down the line.
There's like
a lot of them.
Jermaine. Jermaine, who else?
Randy.
Tito.
Michael.
Michael, LaToya, Janet.
Mm-hmm. We're missing a few.
Reby.
See, that's
Ray,
the one.
Ray.
And Deshaun.
Yeah.
The
famous Jacksons.
Those are the Jacksons. She put me on the spot right now.
That's the best.
And they're like,
yeah.
Well, hook it up. She's like, whoa.
You know that style of singing that she's doing? You know, Natasha Leggero has that great bit about American Idol and how everybody now sings that same way where it's like, like it's a great bit of hers.
Yeah.
If you Google it, it's so fucking funny because she's right. People don't even. It's like, that's not even singing. I can do that. Anybody can do that.
Of course.
Anybody can do that.
Anybody got time for that.
Yeah. So embarrassing. But on the other hand, embarrassing when someone, they always want to put you on the spot. Like if someone's like, I'm a singer. Oh, why don't you sing for us? It's like, well.
Nah. But I got to say.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, of course. And I can understand. I mean, I would say if somebody told me, if I was a singer and someone was like, why don't you sing? I'd be like, go, why don't you go fuck yourself? The same way.
Yeah.
When someone's like, why don't you, hey, tell me a joke.
It's the same thing.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck your jokes. By the way, do you remember, nothing's worse than hearing a bad singer who thinks they're awesome. I don't know if you recall a little event known as our wedding in Eleuthera.
Oh my.
Do you remember that lady who sang? We had a choir.
Well, first of all, like it was a surprise. It was supposed
for
to be,
me.
Yeah.
Yes. It was very sweet.
The guy told me, he's like, you know, obviously you're in the Bahamas, so everybody's black. And I totally buy into all black people can sing, like
as do I, as everyone, every white person in the world.
He's like, if you're black
and dance,
you can
yes.
definitely sing.
So racist, yeah. yes.
But it's not like random black people walking down the street.
Right.
He goes, you know, there's a choir there and at the church, and I was like, can they sing at my wedding?
Like amazing black people can.
Right. But it's the choir. It's not only is it. Wait, black people who can sing,
like the choir. From,
that's what they
like
do.
Like the choir from Sister Act,
and Sister
they're
Act
all going to jump in line.
Sister Act 2,
right? Electric Boogaloo,
back in the habit. So he's like, "Yeah, we can work something out. You know, like, could you donate a little bit of money?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, it won't be a lot,
of course."
But they were like, "Yeah, they'll sing." We get there, and there's three rows of black people in the choir seats. We're like, "This is going to be fucking bananas."
Bar is super high for us.
Yeah.
Right now.
And then we went through and they're doing songs that are just so off key and so bad. And then one of them does a solo. And do you remember how many people were laughing, shaking, laughing?
My whole families were like, everybody in the pews. This isn't a church, mind you. We got married in a Catholic church.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember your relative from Peru. Who's
Juan
like,
Luis was in tears. Shaking. And I looked back at him. From the altar, I turn around, look at him, and he was.
I think everybody.
Yeah.
And the best part is the priest at one point called me Christine.
Yes. At your wedding.
At my own wedding.
Yes.
And didn't want to do a walkthrough.
Right.
He was like, why you want to do a walkthrough? Like, because we don't know how to get married. I've never done this before. We need a rehearsal, man.
Yeah.
But so my friend Shauna, my best friend, who was my best groomsman or whatever, what is it? Maid of honor?
Yeah.
Had to tell the priest in the middle of our ceremony, oh, her name's Christina.
Yeah. Huh? And then and during that lady's solo, it was serious. She was like,
oh my God.
When he shines down on you in his praise.
And Theo's ears are twitching right now. They are, literally.
It was just unbelievable, man.
Unreal.
This lady could have been in that choir.
She had more teeth, thankfully.
She had more teeth. She had less teeth than all of the choir combined. The Jackson cousin. The choir had
God
teeth.
God damn, how do you go? And I know you have a bit about this.
Yeah.
But like, no teeth, really, motherfucker? And you make a startlingly good point of, well, if that's the part everybody sees and you don't give a fuck about it, what's the rest like? What are your balls like? Like, of course, your teeth, man.
Yeah.
Everybody sees that. I can understand even missing one and being like, like Alyssa Milano at one point in the late 80s was missing a tooth. Like,
she was?
Yeah. If you watch Who's the Boss, she had kind of like a gap back here, like on the upper part. And then, like, oh, we have one tooth. Okay. She was so pretty that nobody really noticed. So you didn't even notice that.
No, I didn't.
I noticed.
I didn't notice that. I was focused on other parts of Alyssa Milano.
Right. But God, the whole front row?
Yeah.
Just gone.
Well, you know, that guy last week when he went to Barazzo's thing, he said that his tooth hurt until Barazzo finished. Stared at it.
What a man. That Barazzo is really talented.
Yeah. Because Carapso, I know what he would do to that tooth.
What would he do? You know what I picture when Barazzo shows up? It's golden. Like his love, his magic love is golden flecks in the sky.
All right.
And then children are crying and it's on their face. And then dogs are lapping it up. And old people are like, rubbing it into their skin.
Speaking of dogs, can we take a moment?
Oh my goodness.
And just talk about what happened last week?
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Oh, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
It was my Smurf Day.
Happy Smurf Day.
We promoted it heavily on the show, so everybody should know, obviously. But if you didn't, last week on my birthday, we did a fundraiser show at Flappers in Burbank Comedy Club. And we asked our friends to come and do this show for free so that we could raise money towards Theo's medical bills. And it was an overwhelming success.
So crazy.
Not just in terms of the turnout, which we can't thank you enough, because you guys, if you were there, you know it was sold out. It was packed. It was standing room. There were people in the back standing.
Bananas.
The lineup was just insanity. I mean, it was the best show in Los Angeles for months. Okay. Yeah. We just had an all-star lineup and everybody wanted to be there and they were just happy to do the show for us. I mean, it was really just an incredible night.
You know what it is? It first of all, like, thank you to all the comedians, Marilyn Rice Cubb, Joey Diaz,
Brian Hainer,
Ari Schaefer, Brian Hainer, Bert Kreischer,
and then Joe Rogan.
You may have heard of him.
Yeah.
I mean, for Joe to come and give his time.
Yeah.
Was really special.
It was very
really
special.
Cool, amazing.
We actually, I have to point out, that, I mean, obviously you add his name to any bell, it's going to improve it. We had sold, we were in well over 100 tickets. And this is seats like 250, I think.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you got like well over 100 tickets sold. Asked Joe if he wanted to do it, if he would do it.
Yeah.
He said yes. We told the venue, they put it on, we tweeted it. And then we called again. They're like, yeah, it's sold out.
Totally. In like a minute.
So Joe's name, you know, it's very, very kind. And of course he downplayed, you know, his contribution.
I mean, what major celebrity star like that does shit for just douchebags like us?
Yeah.
Like, it's so special.
I'm glad you hold us in such a high regard.
You know, what high ranking celebrity would stoop so low to be with a couple of pieces of dog shit
that
like
are
you and
floating
me?
Floating on the toilet, in the toilet.
In your toilet. And can I say, mommies, I was so moved by your outpouring of love and everything. We got on stage to say hello.
Yeah.
I start crying.
You did.
I bawled like a baby. Because just to see all these people supporting us, I was... My therapist says it's because I have not felt love like that before. And it's true. And we asked for help. My shrink says it was a big deal for me to ask for help. And we did. Because growing up, if I asked for help, I was met with what? Hostility.
Yeah, you don't like asking for help.
I never do. And you guys came and you helped. And it really moved me, and thank you so much. It really changed me. This whole experience, honestly, has changed me.
It's like, completely changed me, too.
It's changed our worlds.
It's completely changed me 100%. And it was an incredible night, and I was touched and by the same stuff, seeing the people come out, that they cared enough to do that, you know, to watch the show, but really to support us and support Theo, to have our friends do the show. The whole thing was just, it's an amazing experience, and it really did... It's changed my outlook on a lot of things. It was really cool. I wanna make a point to tell people that you know, you don't need to donate anymore to us. We raised our money.
We're good. Thank you.
And we raised it, and you know, between doing that live show, people come up to us at live shows.
Yes.
And go, this is for Theo.
They hand you an envelope.
They've been doing that for the last few weeks. So we're covered. You can still buy shit from our store, but just don't buy it for Theo. You know, buy it if you want it. I just want to make that point that, like, you don't have to.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. We are so grateful.
Yes.
That you guys are that kind and generous with us. So I just wanted to make that point.
You know,
and you belched.
Do you know what Ari said to me when I got off stage after I cried?
Ari?
Ari.
Yeah, what?
He's all, way to cry, fuckface. I'm like, thanks. That's a real comic. It's such a, I was expecting it, and I'm like, oh, I just cried in front of, like, all these comics. Here comes the backlash.
I remember one time, I think when you got a gig, you got a job, something, and you were like, you got hired maybe to write on a show or something, and you tweeted or put on Facebook, like, you know, in all seriousness, dream your dreams.
Dream your dreams, dreamers.
Yeah. It's all, and then Ari Gene wrote Wilde. Lame.
Yeah, that, such a faggot.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know, but that's Ari.
You know what, though? Ari's a dreamer, too. Somewhere.
Of course he is.
We all are.
Everybody is.
We are.
We just like to make fun of the people who's just for saying it. It's okay to think it and do stuff.
Yeah.
If you say it, we make fun of you.
Well, and especially as comics, because we're so uncomfortable with feelings, all of us, which is why we do this.
Yeah.
But Ari in particular is, you know, kind of an asshole, so.
Well, he's gay. He's the only one of the guys in the whole death squad thing.
Is he out,
gay.
Though?
Yeah, he's out.
We shouldn't.
Harry's out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
He's dating. He has guys show up.
Who is he dating?
I don't know. I don't know their names.
Huh.
He has all kinds of gay friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. Comics or black guys? Puerto Ricans?
He dates all kinds of people.
Cool. Okay. Well, good for him. We're proud of you, Ari, that you're out and proud, and I'll support you.
Yeah.
Speaking of supportive, Tommy and I went down to the local Waffle House about 3 weeks ago, and I went in there, and I could tell you, you know when sometimes you go out in the world, you don't think anything's wrong, and then all of a sudden, it's not just like, hey, I got to take a shit. It's like, whoa, I really got a shit right now.
Yeah.
We went to the Waffle House. I went in. And I took, I would say, arguably, one of the most memorable dumps of my entire life.
All aboard!
Yeah.
Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
I know you got started, but I think it's fair to give the warning.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, first of all, the dump that I took in the Waffle House was a memorable, like, it was one of those where the sheer volume, I'm talking a 3-logger at least. And for me, that's a lot. I don't know what you normally do. I actually left the restroom and I had to sit down and contemplate it. You know, like a fine wine or a previous sexual encounter with 5 Puerto Rican guys that you cherish deeply inside of your memory. What kind of dump? Huh?
What?
I'm just saying that there are dumps that are memorable and that stand out.
There certainly are. Yeah, there certainly are.
Do you have any memorable dumps, like a fine woman or wine?
Women, of course, I think about that, day and night, just all the different holes that I dove in and out of, you know? It's like,
stupid.
It's like remembering a surfing contest, all those big waves that you had to go through in the barrels and doing tricks and stuff and eating their little juice boxes up and smashing them to pieces, beating them up and tossing them out.
I always remember the smell of their semen.
Oh.
Remember we were walking in the tree, smelled like jizz? And
yeah,
like,
well, I didn't think it smelled like jizz. You thought it smelled like jizz.
Well, there's a tree in L.A. that flowers. It flowers, I saw it in Indy, too. It smells like semen.
Jesus.
Not everybody's semen. Just a few races.
How many different races of semen are you familiar with?
Oh, God. I mean, how much time do you have?
How many races could there be where you didn't need a lot of time?
Okay, Jews. I've had Jews.
Jew semen.
Chinese semen.
Yeah.
countless Puerto Ricans.
White.
Russian. White. Who's banging white guys around here? You're not white. I've never had sex with a white guy. No, I'm just kidding. I did once. It was the anomaly in the litter.
And then you had a big, tall semen.
That was a Jew. Okay. That was a Russian Jew.
How was that semen?
Fine.
Whose was the stinkiest?
We're gonna... You really want to go there?
Sure.
Let me think back. It's a dietary thing.
Okay.
It was a Jew.
The tall Jew?
Bad diet. No, different one.
Had a bad diet?
Yeah.
They had stinky cum?
That's what makes your
Did you tell
load
him?
Smell. No.
You didn't tell him?
Why would you tell somebody that?
Because they need to know. I mean,
it doesn't
you,
change.
Did
it
you sleep with them more than
significantly.
Once?
Significantly. Yes.
Well, then, like, maybe you should be like, hey, man, how about a little fucking fruit? How about some grapes, some berries today?
So
you didn't try to change it at all?
Does diet change a woman's?
I don't know the effect. Stuff? I know some girls have a real stink box on them, though. I've had some that smell it through the underwear, like, while my face isn't even on there yet.
Girlfriend? Oh, girlfriends or?
No.
One night.
One-nighters.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't deter you though, huh?
Nah, I mean, you still, you kind of just, you dive in and then you, you just kind of, it's like when you know, when you hold your nose while you're eating food
and
you're
like, this didn't I've never done that.
You hold your nose, you take a bite and you're like, just because your nose will affect your eating. Like, you know, so I just hold my nose while I lick their box.
Is that really true? Is that really true?
What?
Are you being honest?
About what?
The vagina smells.
Definitely.
Really?
Absolutely.
But what do you think dictates that?
That I don't know. I don't think it's hygiene because these weren't like otherwise, you know, like they're not
pigs.
They're not pigs and you don't go like, oh, she's gross, you know.
Dirty and disgusting.
You don't think that. But you didn't see them as filthy people. But
right.
There's definitely something going on internally. And they weren't like, you know, on their period or something. It was just a strong, pungent odor.
Yeah,
from
it could just be that's your, you know, your chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
Your hormonal.
Exactly. And
pH
they can't do anything
thing.
About it. And yeah. It just, like, there's different, it's just a different flavored juice box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe those are some old juices.
Okay.
You know, like, when you ever had a juice? You ever sample a juice like at a breakfast buffet and you go like, oof, what is that? And they're like, that's fucking, you know, kiwi and grapefruit. You're like, that's not a good mix. Maybe their pussy juices are just not a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I wonder if different races' vaginas taste different.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
But that's diet, maybe dietary. You know, different races eat different things. You know, like you're Peruvian, so you eat.
That's true.
What do you guys eat? Lomo saltado?
That's right. Yeah.
You eat ceviche?
Definitely.
Maybe your loads smell like shrimp.
You would know. You would know what mine smells like.
Yours are amazing.
Amazingly good?
Almost completely Cinnabon? Odorless and tasteless.
Cinnabon?
You have a very good diet. You take care of yourself. So it's very tasty.
Apparently, if you have sweet-smelling pee, that's a really bad sign.
Sweet-smelling?
Pee.
Pee-pee.
That means you might have, you know...
The sugar?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Diabetes.
Yeah, it's a bad sign. I don't know about semen, but pee-pee should not smell good.
But you didn't answer the initial question, which is what's your most memorable dump?
Oh, right.
Our listeners have to know.
I was thinking about just different boxes, and I was going to say different girls' buttholes smell differently.
Well, of course.
I've smelled a number of their buttholes.
Of course. I can't even imagine what my butthole smells like because I eat a variety of spicy foods, Asian foods.
Yeah.
I eat like an animal, and I don't even want to know. Don't tell me what my butthole smells like, please.
Oh, it's very easy to tell you.
I don't want to know, babe.
I can tell you right now.
I'm not going to listen to your answer.
Croissant.
A buttery one?
Yeah.
Or a chocolate one?
A warm croissant.
Or you tear it apart and it flakes?
Nah,
it's
nah,
flaky?
Nah, nah. Mm-hmm. Memorable dumps. I'm trying to think of... Well, I do have one that I remember when I was on a field trip in high school.
Hmm.
We went on a field trip to New York and... It's kind of a crazy field trip, huh? Class trip.
That is. Where did you live at the time?
Florida. And we went to the...
Why'd you go all the way over there?
We went to the Catskills. Just like hiking and all kinds
of... Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. But I remember that I sat down to take a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Cliff, who's a guy in my class, sat down in the stall next to me.
Mm-hmm.
After I was sitting down. So I sat down first. And he goes... hey, what's up? And I was like, not much. What do we have next? And he's like, you know, oh, there's some, someone's going to talk about whatever, making a tent. And I was like, oh, yeah?
Mm.
And I go, I wonder if if it'll be a tent like this. And then I let out a huge explosive shit. And he stopped shitting, pulled his pants up and left. And I remember that because I laughed so hard that he was so upset by what I was doing that he stopped shitting.
Wow.
You know, that's pretty impressive.
You really grossed that guy out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. Wait, I have one more that I remember. Have you ever tried dieter's tea? That Chinese slim tea?
No. I had tea today, though, midday. Isn't that interesting?
Which kind? What flavor?
Chamomile.
Oh, I love chamomile. But no, there's a stuff called dieter's tea.
Yeah.
Be careful. I didn't know this. This is in college. I was like 20 or 19. And I drank some because I wanted to lose a couple of LBs.
Right.
And I didn't know what it did. Apparently, it just makes you shit the weight off.
Yeah.
So I was going to a house party that night, and I fucking drank, and I was like, oh my God, I really gotta shit. And I shit at this house party, like, all night long, because I was afraid to leave, because I'm like, once you start shitting, you don't stop.
Really?
So I was like, oh, I was so afraid to even get into a cab to drive back to the dorms. So I had to shit all night at this house party.
So kept going to the bathroom?
I just kept going. I just locked myself in there for a really long time. Thankfully, there were two bathrooms in this flat in San Francisco, and I just kept shitting.
That's a really good story.
Thank you.
But you'll never forget those shits, though.
I'll never forget it because I was so doubled over in pain.
Yeah.
Like, it induces severe cramping.
Yeah.
And you shit like you've never shat before. Like, it's really amazing.
Spicy asshole. I remember getting a spicy asshole a few times. Yeah. I learned a trick, a suggestion from the Mexicans that I worked with in a kitchen here in L.A.
Hmm.
Before you eat spicy food, they'd eat buttered bread.
Very smart.
To line their stomach, they said. It you lines soak your up. Asshole.
Yeah, you got to.
I don't know if that actually does really help.
I bet it does. Like, no, because Hungarians eat bread. That's why they give you bread before meals, yeah?
Yeah.
To kind of, you don't want to just go from zero to like pho.
Yeah.
You want a little buffer.
Yeah, interesting,
huh? So you get diarrhea.
I'm trying to think of more memorable shits like that. Really impressive browns. Oh, you know, one that I'll never forget isn't even one that I had, but it reminds me of what your dieter's tea.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I caravaned up from Florida back to Carolina. Steve was in the other car. Chuck and me were in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped one time at like a 7-Eleven, you know, on the side of the road or whatever, a gas station. And Steve was like, man, I got diarrhea. And I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, so I just ran in here. And we're about to, like, just go back on the highway. We're just driving together.
Yeah.
He's like, so I just went in here and just got some laxatives.
What?
Yeah, and we were like,
why?
Yeah, man. And I remember just being like, I hope he can't see the emotion in my face. Because I just wanted him to take the pills without saying it. You know, I was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
I could kill him.
And I just was like trying to restrain my smile. You know, I was like, mm-hmm. And so I pulled out and I was like, oh my God. And then of course he's like, yeah, because I'm thinking like I got diarrhea, just flush it out, right? And I was like, that's a good idea.
Oh my God.
Because of course I would always do the opposite. I would get like Imodium AD or something,
sure,
try to stop it up. But he was like, yeah, I'm just gonna try to flush it out. So we drove I think we left later that day, so we stopped at a hotel. We stopped like at a Holiday Inn on the side of the road,
mm-hmm,
to sleep for the night. And Steve got the room next to us, and he was like, man, I just keep shitting, man. Like, I got so much more shit coming out. I was like, Steve, you took a laxative, man.
He
was
you dope.
Isn't that what you do? I was like, no, man. Why would you do that?
Stupid.
Yeah.
What, I mean, how much longer did he shit for?
The rest of the night. He said he shit all night until the next morning. All he did was shit.
You're not supposed to take a laxative.
No.
What a dope.
He's Steve.
He has kids. I hope he doesn't do that to his kids.
He has three kids now.
He's got to learn by now.
Wait,
I have one more.
Okay.
This just reminded me. So I was in Jamaica doing the Road Rules Real World Challenge that I did.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know what's really funny about Jamaica?
Hmm.
Nobody says, yeah, man. And nobody says, everything is
Irie.
That's for tourists that they put on bracelets and shit. So we were all saying it to them and they're like, yeah, okay. Anyway, I was on the one challenge I ever did. I was on a bus.
Yeah.
Are you yawning into the microphone during my story?
Please continue.
Could you be ruder? I mean, I don't know. And you're scratching your chest hairs, and I don't mean to bore you.
Can you just tell me the story?
Yeah, anyway, it's such a good story. I'm going to tell. So we're in a bus. It's me and like Puck and all these douchebags.
Puck.
Such a fuck.
Is he dead?
I hope. I don't know. Him and then Eric Nies and all these douchebags. We're all in this bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they put us at Round Hill Estates. And
beautiful.
They gave us a gorgeous trip. It was actually quite beautiful. For 2 weeks, I'm there. And they have this cook who's cooking for us. I don't touch the goddamn food because I don't trust it. So I've been eating like canned green beans and peanut butter sandwiches because the food is gross. It was all jerk this and jerk that, spicy. I'm like, I don't need fucking diarrhea while I'm on this challenge. Sure enough, day three, everybody has raging diarrhea and vomiting except for who? This one right here.
Wow.
Now we're on a bus and this poor girl who will remain nameless because I actually like her.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a bus on the way to a challenge or whatever. And she's like, oh, I got to shit. Like, she's like, oh, I got to go. And we're on a bus in the middle of Jamaica, just going through like jungle and stuff. And I was like, dude, like, I don't know how you're going to, there's nothing around us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a busload of people. She was single. We were all at the time that maybe you'd want to hook up with. There was like her love interest on this bus as well. And like all of us, the cameras are there.
And she's like, I got to shit.
And she's like, I have to go is what she says. Mm-hmm. And so the bus driver stops the bus like to the side of the road. And this poor girl gets off the bus, runs across the street and like down into the jungle and takes a shit. And we can all pretty much see what she's doing. And it's so mortifying.
You saw like, her shit?
Well, like we can see part of her shitting. Like, you know, you can't really get lost. You can't really hide. Like it was like levelly, whatever, jungle.
Yeah.
So she was shitting. And then she came back and I was like, oh, I feel so bad. And her love interest, like this boy that she was talking to was on the bus too. I'm like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
Was he totally mortified?
No, because she also just, she didn't brush her teeth very often either.
Dirty and disgusting.
And she didn't shave her armpits, this girl. So he was kind of down for whatever, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Yeah. So that's the untold story.
She didn't shave her armpits or brush her teeth?
Rarely.
This is a disgusting woman.
She's a real hippie chick, yeah. Real hippie chick. Anyways.
Well, now I think you gave away who it was.
No, I don't
really?
Think so, because there's quite a few hippies on the Real World Road Rules.
Might
challenge.
As well just say who it was.
Nah.
Really? It's been like fucking 15 years.
She's grown now. I think she has kids, and I don't want to embarrass her. She's a nice girl.
All right.
I don't want to say it, but isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That's when I had the most empathy for somebody like, oh, you're fucking, you have to shit in front of everybody right now?
You gotta shit. Very interesting. You gotta take a shit sometimes.
You gotta take a shit.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh.
Look, we just realized last night that one of the greatest television programs of all time is back.
Gigolos
on Showtime with our friend Brace.
Fuck off!
And it didn't disappoint. A new season has begun. They got rid of the fucking dead weight with Steve. And
dead weight.
And now they brought in Bradley, aka Blake Lourdes, a new prostitute from the South and from Tennessee. And they're back. And well, here's just a little sample, if you will, of some stuff that's going on. Remember, there's Brace, there's Nick. Nick is the aspiring rapper.
Nick Hawk,
who's Ash. Also...
Don't forget Ash.
Ash. And yeah, Ash is the more caring...
Native American. Healing.
Healer.
He'll put beads up your ass.
And do yoga while he comes on your face.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a new music manager who's amazing. You know, he kind of lit up a new spark under me. And I wrote this song, Tippin' and Sippin', a little bit ago. It's a lot of fun, and it is a new direction. This is more poppy. This is what's going to possibly and hopefully, you know, get me signed to a major label.
I'm sure there's someone out.
And that's Vin.
Vin, yeah.
Vin is the voice of reason on the show.
The only sensible one.
The only logical person on the show. Brace, we love. Brace is not the voice of reason. Vin is.
There, who really likes Nick's music? I've just never met one.
But listen to this. I want to give some sexy moaning sounds in the background for this track.
So why are you talking to us about it?
Because he wants Brace to do it.
Yeah, Brace will do it.
Brace is
do the me.
Now I need some girls to put on the back row. So if you guys have some clients or friends who are good at making these noises, maybe you can help me out.
I have lots
of
friends.
I tape record all my shit with these women. I've got a library that goes back 20 years, man.
Brace, by the way, I like that Brace is dressed like James Bond for this episode. Yeah, like an old school Sean Connery. He's got like a black turtleneck on and like
he's
a leather.
The best, dude.
He's the fucking best.
He looks great. Brace looks
great. Yeah,
Brace
looks awesome. He always looks great.
But my favorite is Nick Hawk when he talks you through his creative process.
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm laying down some tracks.
So
it's just unbelievable.
It's totally ridiculous.
He's trying to be a rapper.
So Tippin' and Sippin' is the new track, and here's a little bit if you're interested in buying the song from Nick Hawk from Gigolos. I like to show a little class and maybe pass upon some ass. I started sacking them sacks. I started giving a little back. I started tearing up some tracks. Started throwing down a mat. This is my time, son. I get it done, even if I'm on one. And I'm on one. I'm twisted. I spin it, I spun. I spit it, get it, hit it, quit it, finish, I run. Bop. I've been giving you everything that you want. We be doing it all night and we never going soft. We never going soft. We be doing it all night and we never going soft. Whoa.
That is a special category of suck.
That's terrible.
That is its own suck.
I think this is his Gigolo song. I'm already hotter than the Las Vegas weather. Stepping on eggshells, light as a feather. I'ma start off to a night that you remember forever. I make a big entrance, I like to be naked. I break hearts every time I exit. I'm a hustler, baby. But I'm not playing. You get what you pay for, believe me, I'm worth paying. You don't have... His emceeing ability is just, it's
well, I was
so
gonna, I was
deplorable.
Gonna ask you, as somebody, look, this is not my genre. You know, if Nick were to embark on a punk career or goth, I would have something to say. So in your assessment as an MC, what's going on?
It's just, it's consistent with somebody who admires, likes the field, the music of, in this particular case, hip hop, who doesn't have the ability. So, I mean, you could tell he struggles not just lyrically, like with writing the actual lyrics and like having good lyrics, but as a performer, he doesn't have the vocal, like the voice control. He doesn't have the ability to pace well.
No,
he sounds rushed. Yeah. He sounds like he's trying to, let's say, when you rhyme really fast, you have to still be able to control the way your voice sounds.
Right.
You have to be able to breathe a certain way so that it doesn't sound like you're out of breath when you said the thing. And he's just lacking as an artist and a performer.
Yeah.
So he's just not good. I mean, my assessment is you're not good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think compels him to continue? That's really the big question.
He believes in himself. I think he definitely thinks he has the ability. Mm-hmm. This guy is, I mean, you watch the show, the rapping aside, he obviously is definitely into some him.
Yeah.
So there's a big ego behind this. And you know, one thing I do like when somebody who really wanted to do something tries to do it.
Yes, I agree.
And failing horribly at it is okay.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's okay. He's not like he's not a guy who goes, this is all I am. Yeah. He's a guy who does this also. You know, I do this, I do that. He's a // guy.
Yes.
So I think it's fine. Like, you can do all these things. He's trying this thing.
Yeah.
He's putting out, someone's probably buying this shit. I'm sure they are. And you know, I guarantee you he will not have success in music, but it's okay. Like, he tried it and he'll look back on this and he'll probably look back like, I can't believe I failed at that. But, you know.
I know. But there's a fine line between, like,
he's delusional
chasing
enough to keep going.
Chasing your delusion and then investing all this time and money in that delusion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I hope it, it's just painful.
I mean, you know, he's way more, I think he's into, he likes, what like a lot of people like about, like, rapper, you know, the hip hop world.
Yeah.
He likes he feels like I have the swag. Which he probably does. Like, he thinks he's the shit.
Yeah.
And you could tell the way he carries himself. He's got that part down. He's just not a talented artist.
Just no musical ability.
There's zero
that's
there.
That's holding him back.
Yes.
Right? That's the one hindrance.
He has that one thing missing.
Hmm.
He doesn't write good lyrics. He doesn't tell interesting stories.
No.
He doesn't have like a particularly good ear for something. He's not hooked up with like...
No.
You know, even if you did give him like, you know, whoever, Pete Rock or Premier to give him like some insane beat, he wouldn't know what to do with it. I mean, it would be a pile of shit.
Quincy Jones.
I would love if he did a Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones is like, now what I'm about to tell you is you fucking suck. I didn't tell now, Michael this, but I'm gonna
tell
you.
I work with Lionel. I work with Luther, and I just want you to know that you are not worth a shit. When it comes to this whole music thing.
What is known as garbage. I wonder, too, in this day and age, everybody gets to have a song like Paris Hilton. Remember when she put out a song, like Kim Kardashian put out a song? And these songs are so overproduced that I feel like anybody can do this to some extent.
It's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
Because that doesn't even sound like Nick, his speaking voice. Like, yeah. they completely, like, don't you just layer sound on sound so that you sound like you can do this shit?
I mean, you can tell, like, he's trying to pull off that fast rapping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, like, you can tell that.
Like, Busta Rhymes, you mean?
Yeah, kind of Busta Rhymey, but like, you know, when you try to rap fast and you're not good, it actually stands out how bad you are.
Yeah.
You know, when you can rhyme fast and it's really good, it's when it actually leaves this huge impression on you. You're like, wow, this is like really.
And also, as a side note, don't you think, in my opinion, I like Jay-Z. I follow his work, his mm-hmm. rappings.
Yeah.
This guy started rapping Jay-Z from the time he was really little. Like, it's something that you're kind of called to
early. Well, the best of the best, it's innate. Like
rhythm, music, it's in you. Michael Jackson started singing when he was fucking born.
Yeah, the people who are really good at it, I mean, they still have to work at it, and the more they practice at it, they get better. But look, it is the people who are the top of their game at this, it's a natural gift. They're just good at it. It's like funny people are just funny, you know?
Yeah.
They can get better at it and work at it.
It's
but
a skill.
They're naturally funny.
Wow.
Here's a clip from...
I'm going to sing a song.
Episode 2.
Oh, already? We haven't even seen episode 2.
I know, but it's a clip that I believe has Brace. Can I play it for you?
I love Brace, yeah.
Drink.
Nice crib you got here.
Oh, thanks.
So do you come here a lot, or...
Not really. Most of the time I'm back home in Indiana on my ranch. It's a farm kind of place.
So you get back to, like, real life, right?
Exactly. Get all the BS out of my head. I'm recently divorced. Well, kind of recently. 2 years. I was with that gentleman for 13 years. I have an 11-year-old son I share custody with, and I have 2 grown children. You know, the weather is so much better out here. I love hot weather.
You like 110?
Yes. I used to live in Florida.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where haven't you lived?
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Yeah.
See how Brace is thoughtful.
Natural.
And total natural. I mean, if you're going to be a male hoe,
mm-hmm.
like, I think the guidelines, the DVD on how to be a hoe, it should be just Brace, making you feel comfortable.
Can I tell you about Brace, too? We've had him on the show twice now.
Yeah.
Brace always surprises me at actually what a kind soul he is.
He is kind. Yeah, he's very kind.
He's a sweet lamb.
He is.
Underneath all of the saber-toothed tiger shit,
mm-hmm.
he's a real dude. He's a sweet guy.
Yep.
Traveled a lot. That's been fun. Now that the kids are out of the nest, it's kind of like that empty nest syndrome a little bit.
50.
I mean, my 11-year-old is still there and I share custody with him. But for the most part, it's just me in this big empty house, you know? Yeah, so I have seen a lot of the country as I danced on the road for many years as a feature. I was on the road constantly.
So you were one of those feature dancers. That
right.
And then they would highlight you and all that stuff.
Right. I used to make adult films.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Long time
That's
ago.
That's crazy.
I used to be an X-rated movie actress in the past, but I quit in 1996 and retired to just stay in Indiana, raise a family, grow beans and tomatoes and can them and that kind of thing.
Okay, so I've never been one to really follow porn or whatever.
Right.
Maybe I'm weird, but...
No.
So what was your porn name?
Hyapatia.
Hyapatia.
Hyapatia Lee.
How many did you do?
Probably 50 at the most.
Can't wait to see this.
Alopecia.
Now. I can't wait to see this.
Well, good for her. She got out. She got a family. That's rare, right?
Hyapatia Lee.
Let's look up her work. I'm curious to see what she's all about.
Yeah.
I thought she's going to be like Ginger Lynn because she's kind of, if she's 50, how old is Ginger?
Oh, you're right. Maybe even older.
Yeah, she was from that first crop of porno. I'm thinking like in the 80s, maybe?
Well, she said she retired in 96.
Oh, okay. So maybe she, oh God, who knows? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's tough. That's got to be tough, though, to move to a small town and then everybody knows that you were in porn.
Yeah, let's see. Exotic dancer, pornographic actress, quarter Cherokee. She was one of the most prolific pornographic actresses of the golden age of porn. She's 52.
Mm.
She was, she did 91 porns. She said at the most 50. Okay.
It's almost double. That's all right. A girl's got to lie a little
She's
bit.
In the, yeah, you're right. It's just like you when you're like, oh.
I half the number at
of
least.
Of course. I've hooked up with like four guys. I mean, 47.
48. Yeah.
Yeah.
Babe, would you still love me if I did porn?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's daunting. And how do you explain that to your kids, too? You're
that's like, got
to
be tough.
I used to suck dicks on film. I don't do that. Mommy doesn't do that anymore. Now I plant beans.
It's got to be tough. I understand. I mean, I understand like how, I don't think you can hold them accountable like where they can't have kids and stuff. You know, that's not fair. But it's got to be a tough conversation.
But it's a shitty thing to grow up and to live in a small town, like somewhere in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows who your mom is and what she does.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Your mama's a hoe.
Let's see.
Your mama is a hoe.
So here's Hyapatia Lee.
Because she's part Native American.
She is part
that's
Native American.
Thing. Is that that's her hook, right? That she's the Native. That's she why definitely, she's Hyapatia.
Yeah. She definitely makes it known. She's a Hyapatia Lee. I think she could have gone with a better name.
It's a shitty name. Yeah.
There's a guy licking her butthole right now.
Oh, what do you think hers tastes like?
I think it probably tastes like the wind. You know, she is
like
Native
a dream
American.
Catcher.
Yeah.
Like maize. Isn't that what they called it? Maize.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to hear some acting.
I know. All I'm hearing is moaning. Remember that last episode at Gigolo's we watched? He was having people moan on his new track.
Yeah, it's lame.
I wasn't into that.
I wasn't into that either. It's embarrassing. That's people's jobs, though, to come and like do voiceover for porn and just moan. How do you get that gig? That's not voiceover work, is it? I guess.
I think I could do it.
Okay, let's see it. Ready?
Yeah.
Guy groans are different. Guys are... It's a tricky game, the guy groan.
What? How so?
Because you don't want to sound too over the top, because then you sound like the dropping loads guy, Nick Manning.
Oh, right.
You don't want to go too over the top. You don't want to go too understated. And you don't want to go too mean. Okay, let's do it. Ready? Is that her? Is that Hyapatia?
That's me.
Oh, that was your movie?
That was me. No, that's Hyapatia. Okay, so should I be a girl doing it?
No, do it as a guy.
Okay, ready?
Okay, what's your thing? You need a thing. Don't forget.
What do you mean?
Like, you want to be memorable, so you want to have a hook, like, dropping loads all over your face.
Well, can I just do it?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you what it is first?
No, but just I'm saying keep that in mind, but maybe that's something you want to consider with your reading today is what I'm saying.
Okay, so this is my porn scene.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? You're distracting me.
I don't understand what's happening.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm having sex. I'm doing sex noises while I'm having sex.
Are you like an old guy? Is this like old guy, young girl porn?
No, this is like
this is you at your age, your current age.
25.
Okay.
It's a 25-year-old guy having sex in a porno. I'm just having sex, doing sex noises.
Okay, well, let's hear the finish. That's the most important part of a guy's performance. I want to hear the grand finish.
Okay, here we go. Going back. All right. I'm thrusting.
Thank you.
That was it. Yeah.
Give me my reward.
You think that was a good scene?
That was great.
You know, we haven't even discussed yet.
What?
We're all over the place.
There's two things we haven't discussed yet that we should be getting to. Remember that girl from Stern? Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's that one? That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a famous clip.
I like Nick Manning the best, though.
Yeah.
Because he would like be like, hell hath no fury my semen.
He was talking about like wretched bitches and stuff. Yeah. He was crazy. So we have the...
Here's how I would do it. Ready?
That's hot.
It hurts. I'm sorry.
That's so hot.
Do you like that?
Absolutely. Let's do it together now. Okay, ready?
All right, ready.
All right. And you make sure you say things like that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, action.
I'm sorry. Please don't hit me. I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
Cut. That's a print. That was a really good scene.
That was really good.
That was really hot. That was a hot scene.
Sounds like a motorboat.
All right, so do you want to tell... I need to get my charger out of my bag. Can you hold down the fort for a second?
Yes. Thanks. I really got to take a whiz. I've been drinking kombucha.
Should we stop?
I got to take a piss. Yeah, okay.
All right, so...
I just peed. When I was peeing, I came up with a new porno sound.
Oh, you did?
Ready?
Sure.
Is that sexy?
That is.
Juice. I like it.
There you go.
Okay. Well, mommies.
It's about time to get out of here, so.
Not before we do something. You know what it's time for?
Fill her up.
And seal her shut. With now, what? Your love.
With your love. Let me go to this. We have results.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So. All right. Well. Last time we did Siskel and Ebert. And we also did Annette Funicello and Elizabeth Taylor. So if you go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast, you can vote right there. You can add your votes. Here are the results of the last one. Gene Siskel just smashed Ebert.
What?
Yeah, right now Ebert has 8 votes. and looks like Mish the Dish.
She
commented, it's the half a face thing. That's the biggest deterrent.
How much do you love Mish? And Mish, I saw that you're okay in Boston, and I love you, and I'm glad you're okay. I saw on Twitter that you were doing
well. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's one of our Boston listeners. We love you, Mish.
Absolutely. Mish also added, Ebert, ugh, imagine him trying to gnaw on your clam with just an upper mandible. No, thank you.
She keeps it real. That's why I like her.
All of our Boston mommy area mommies, you've been in our thoughts and prayers. We were all captivated, as was the entire world, by what happened. And just so happy that, you know, it's over and we got that fucking piece of shit. And then hopefully we'll see how this, whatever happens next, trial unfolds. It's a fascinating case. But nevertheless, Annette has 10 more votes than Elizabeth Taylor in the female department. Robert Claypool said, I lost it when Christina called Liz a pig. LOL.
LOL. LOL, you fucking pig.
I would rather, Michael Madrid wrote, I would wrap that diamond necklace around Liz's neck and lead her right to the dog bowl. So that's who you'd fill up. All right. So here we go.
Cum dog.
New filler up, sealer shut. What do you got, Tina?
Well, this one was actually a listener submission on Twitter. And I thought, you know what? Brilliant idea. Newest member of our family, Mr. Theo Huxtable Segura. This one's for him.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did we read the results of the light skin black filler up, sealer shut?
No, we did not.
Can I
not.
Just give those
Please.
Real quick?
The audience is, I'm sure, desperate to hear.
The audience? You mean the world?
Yep.
Okay. So that result was, it was Will Smith or Prince. Will Smith 85-33.
Come the fuck on. Over Prince?
That's hey man.
Who invented sexy?
I took Prince.
I'd let fuck yeah. Well, the world is a surprising place, Tom.
But the surprise might be in the female result.
Huh.
Halle Berry or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Okay.
Halle Berry won 140-15. Resounding.
Wow. She's that unlikable, that Jada Pinkett Smith, huh? Unlikable.
Somebody, Joshua Groding, wrote, I don't know how this is a choice. It's like picking between shooting yourself in the foot with a rusty nail gun and eating strawberry swirl ice cream out of Scarlett Johansson's cleavage. Well put. Although you don't note who you like. I don't know. I'm assuming you mean Hallie is the strawberry ice cream swirl.
Look, I don't know what men's tastes are when it comes to light-skinned black women. I don't know.
Well, it's pretty obvious here. Okay, so this is for Theo.
This is for Theo. So we should probably just get him in here and get him up on mic. Come on, Theo. Come here, buddy. Come here, Faith. Okay. There he is. Come here, FIFO. Hi, Boo. What are you doing? Are you taking a shit somewhere? You hiding from me?
No, I'm taking a shit.
What were you doing?
Relaxing.
Relaxing? What did you do today?
I took care of my own shit. I had meetings. Yeah, I sent emails.
Uh-huh.
I do business, too. It's not just y'all.
Right. It's funny because it appeared that you slept a good 20 hours today and you woke up. We took you out for a little stroll. You came back. You slept some more. So I don't know when you sent these emails.
No, you work hard. You play hard. You know, that's the name of the game.
Okay. Well, you're a delight.
Because I work my ass off.
You work your ass off. What business are you in exactly?
I import, export. I do all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
I'm working with this sheep dealer in Afghanistan for some new sheep rates.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry.
Sheep.
Yeah, I'm doing some wool import-export shit.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, FIFO. And we have a listener submitted, fill her up, seal her shut.
Yeah, thanks for the rocks, by the way.
You like those?
I was kind of hoping I could get some better food, but y'all just been feeding me these little rocks.
But Theo, the reason we do that is so that you don't get diarrhea. You know, this keeps your stool firm and stuff.
I like spicy chicken. I like steak.
You prefer that we fed you spicy chicken?
I like soup.
Soup.
I like creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Yeah.
Or you think a dog should be eating creme brulee?
I mean, if it's what his palate desires, yeah.
Wow. I thought you lived with a Mexican family. When did they feed you creme brulee?
I mean, I've seen stories about it on the news.
Oh, you watch the news, yeah.
Yeah, I heard something about some French Pierre John something made of creme brulee. Okay. I said I want to try creme brulee.
Okay. Well, maybe for your birthday, FIFO.
When is my birthday?
Well, we gave you a new one. It's in March, around March 8th.
All right, just like Jesus Christ.
There That's you go. Nice.
All right.
So, FIFO,
yeah.
This one's for you. Now, you've listened to the show before. You've been in the room while we've done these. So, you're familiar with Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut, right?
Very familiar. I would absolutely go to town on Miss Halle Berry's box the same way most of your listeners would.
Really?
Yes.
You're into humans? Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know you were a fan.
I could lick like you know how I lick.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I lick my balls. Theo. I lick the balls.
Theo.
I lick the bed. Imagine if I lick
Theo
that little spot between
okay.
your legs.
Okay. All right, FIFO. Enough.
All right.
First of all, I'd like to apologize. The other day, I picked you up by your rump, and I accidentally touched your balls. I'm sorry. That was not intentional.
I've been thinking about it for 48 hours.
Okay. Well. Theo, here we go. Fill her up and seal her shut. I have two selections for you. Number one, Lassie from the classic 50s television show, Lassie.
Yeah, every dog knows Lassie, yeah.
Yeah, she's a collie.
Uh-huh.
Border collie. Or Bruiser from that movie with Reese Witherspoon, Legally Blonde. Now, yeah. Bruiser is a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
So here you go. You got Lassie the Collie, who lives out in the forest, or more rural.
I got you.
Bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
City dog.
I mean, it's actually quite a decision that I have to make right there. I mean, first of all, I like a big bitch. So
okay.
Lassie's about 9 times my size. But I would love to fuck her. But here's why I take Bruiser. I'm going to take Bruiser. I'd like to take a bitch and think that she bad and bring her down, you know, bring her down to my level. My owner, my last owner, Juan, he had a chihuahua that he gave preferential treatment to.
Oh.
And so I would like to fuck Bruiser as a punishment to Lucky.
Lucky's the other chihuahua.
But I like to take Bruiser and put her in all her nice shit first. Her glittery collar and her little bows in her hair. And then fuck her in some dirt and fuck her in some horse shit. You know what I'm saying? Hold her down and make her face go into the horse shit and just let her know that we all dogs. I don't give a fuck if you wear glitter and shit. We dogs. So I would absolutely go to town and hopefully give her some Theo babies. Absolutely have to squirt out a couple of my seeds.
Wow. Well, Theo, you definitely are your father's son. That is exactly something I would expect somebody like Tom to say.
I would never say that, babe.
I don't know where Theo got this from. This is not from me.
He listens to the show. We all listen to the show.
Okay. I mean, well,
you can't just, you know.
There you go, guys. Theo Segura.
Thanks, Theo.
Theo Huxtable.
Thanks, buddy. That was
great
really
job,
cool, man.
Buddy. Thanks for sharing.
That was really cool. We got to wrap this up. If you listen, hopefully, to every show, you'll know that we also have shows on Friday now. So tune in on Friday for another episode of Your Mom's House.
With an exclusive, by the way. We have a really exciting exclusive.
It is an exciting exclusive. And also, please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com. There are links to tickets to live shows. There's a store. You can get a wipe down collection. You can get a Real Mommy's Only shirt. You can get our CDs, our stand up. It's all there. yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please bookmark it. Do your Amazon shopping through our banner. Check out our sponsors, Gamefly, Stamps.com, Sherry's Berries.
What's up, Sherry?
And yeah, we'll see you guys back here soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beverly Hills, Century City. Everything's so nice and pretty. All the people look the same. Don't they know they're so damn lame? There she goes. Beverly Hills, Century City.
of people.